Hundreds of women in Istanbul chant, "No more murders, enough is enough." Protests like this are occurring all over the country, day and night. The stabbing to death of Eminir Bulut by her estranged husband in a public cafe has thrust domestic violence against women to the top of the agenda. This protester is clear who is responsible.
There are no rights or law anymore. These murderers just go in and then get out of prison. They don't receive the right punishment. Men aren't afraid of the penalty they'll face. They think they can commit the crime, go to jail, and get out right away, and then commit another crime.
Outrage over Eminir's murder even extends to football matches. At some games, a minute's silence is observed. According to women's rights groups, Eminir's killing was just one of around 300 this year. It's become a catalyst for anger because it was graphically recorded on video, including the desperate pleas of her daughter. The 10-year-old screams repeatedly, "Mummy, don't die." The video went viral, and the hashtag, "Mummy, don't die," continues to trend. Women's rights groups are calling for the implementation of the Istanbul Convention, an international agreement signed in Istanbul back in 2011 by 34 countries, including Turkey's ruling AKP party. The convention outlines how domestic violence and violence against women should be confronted by governments. At an Istanbul rally, Gulsum Kaç calls on the government to honour its commitment to the Istanbul Convention. She's with a group called We Will Stop the Murder of Women.
The Istanbul Convention details all the ways of dealing with this violence. There's not a single point that's vaguely worded in the agreement. It says that nothing, not mentality, tradition, or education, can be an excuse for violence. Rather than rambling about the issue or delaying the solution to a future date or leaving it unclear who will do what, the convention assigns duty to all the related institutions.
Stung by the wave of protests, Ömer Çelik, spokesman with the ruling AKP, is promising action.
We have to shake the earth to halt violence against women.
But Çelik has offered few details on how to achieve that goal and has played down calls for new legislation.
Evdeki şiddet hangi koşullar altında yaşanırsa yaşansın meşru değildir.
Government anti-domestic violence commercials are now being broadcast across all TV stations. Law professor Ishtar Gözaydın hosts a women's rights TV program. She's carrying out research into domestic violence for the European Union. Gözaydın says the law is not the problem, but rather the mentality of the police and judiciary.
On paper, the legal structure is very convenient to stop all these violence against women, etc. However, the way the judicial forces work through it are usually very problematic. For example, the private life of the victims should not be mentioned, and actually the numbers that we see as violence against women are not reliable. Most of the cases are considered to be characterized as accidents, considered to be suicides, which is not the case. It's murder. That's why the judicial processes should be monitored very closely.
On the streets of central Istanbul, many women are resigned to the fact that Eminir Bulut's death will not be the last.
There is no law, there's no justice, there's no respect. On top of that, people are living in difficult conditions because of economic hardships. It's as if laws are encouraging murder, as if the law is saying, "Don't worry, you'll be out of prison in no time." The state is letting these people loose on the streets. Measures should be taken by the government.
The streets of Turkey continue to ring to the sounds of anger and calls for change. But pro-government newspapers are already pushing back. They're condemning the Istanbul Convention, saying it's destroying traditional family values. And they are calling the protesters feminist Nazis, who are feeding on the blood of dead women. With the government failing to criticize such comments, critics warn little will change, and more women will die at the hands of their husbands. Doreen Jones, DW, Istanbul.